Welcome to the UK Investor Magazine podcast, the latest on shares, markets and investments, now available on your Amazon Alexa.
Welcome to this podcast. I'm Jeremy Naylor with the UK Investor Magazine, a gold sponsor of the Aquis Showcase 2025 live event at the Royal College of Surgeons in central London on the 19th of November. More on this at the end of the podcast. But we're talking now to Jesse Myers from the Smarter Web Company, where he's recently been appointed as the company's first head of Bitcoin strategy. The Smarter Web Company is one of the businesses presenting at the Aquis Showcase event. And I'd like to welcome Jesse to the platform. Good to talk to you. The Smarter Web Company, ticker SWC, is a UK-based tech business that provides web design, development, and online marketing services. But the fact it's appointed a Bitcoin specialist indicates to me the company's Bitcoin treasury says a lot about how the business is structured. Explain more about what you're doing in the broader context of the Smarter Web Company.
Yeah, so we believe that the best asset in the world is Bitcoin. And that's the best asset for individuals who are, you know, looking to store their value as a savings technology. Bitcoin stands out better than all the rest. And that's true for businesses as well. So we believe Bitcoin is the best treasury asset that a business can hold. And our strategy has been to accumulate Bitcoin to strengthen our balance sheet in our treasury. And that has gone quite well over the last 6 months. We've accumulated 2,664 Bitcoin in just 6 months of this strategy. And we plan on accumulating more.
Anybody that follows cryptocurrencies knows what the story is there. And SWC saw shares rise galactically over the early summer before pulling back to where they are now. That was attributed, obviously, by many to the strategy of buying Bitcoin to hold. What do you say about that rise in the company's shares and the subsequent recalibration in the context of Bitcoin?
This has been a worldwide phenomenon over the last year and a half. Bitcoin treasury companies have become a new sector in the Bitcoin landscape. And, you know, we believe that it's just the beginning of financialization and maturation of Bitcoin on corporate balance sheets. And what's challenging about that for investors and for markets is figuring out what's the right valuation for companies who are aiming to increase their Bitcoin holdings per share over time, which we've done a tremendous job of over the last 6 months. And, you know, there's price discovery comes with that of trying to figure out what is the value of a company who compounds Bitcoin ownership over time through their activities in capital markets and fundraising and buying Bitcoin. And so there's perhaps too much enthusiasm in Q2. Tide has gone out globally in the sector, and now there's kind of pessimism about the capacity of these companies to continue on that strategy into the future. But we believe it's probably somewhere in the middle in terms of what's the quote-unquote right way to think about the capacity of these companies to deliver Bitcoin yield, growing Bitcoin per share into the future.
As I said at the top, it is basically a tech business that provides this web design service and development and online marketing services and so forth. But of course, as you've been describing, and the sheer volume of Bitcoin the company now has, it almost makes this a Bitcoin proxy, which to some is great because I know that it's very difficult for some people to get exposure to Bitcoin. But I think I want to talk a little bit more about the business. It's been accepting Bitcoin as a mode of payment, I know, for its services. What's the take up of this option versus sterling, or can I say, ordinary currency when people are buying the services of the Smarter Web Company?
Yeah, you know, we actually thought that the company had been accepting Bitcoin since 2023, and we looked it up, and it turns out it was 2022 that Smarter Web announced that it would accept Bitcoin payments. Very few people have taken us up on that. And I think that's the reality of Bitcoin is, you know, people wonder when it will be used as a medium of exchange. But the reality of it is that Bitcoin is early in its monetization process as a store of value asset. And our view is that when enough people in the world view Bitcoin as a store of value asset worth holding, only then will trade really be conducted in Bitcoin terms, because both counterparties have Bitcoin or want Bitcoin. So until then, you know, I think it's a process of the world realizing that Bitcoin is a fantastic store of value asset. And until the majority of the world does that, I think there's a big opportunity for companies and individuals, but especially companies like Smarter Web, to accumulate a disproportionate amount of Bitcoin while it's relatively cheap, in my view, because I think in the long arc of history, Bitcoin will be much more valuable in time.
I'm interested as well as what's going on behind Bitcoin. But before we get on to that, just very briefly on the Bitcoin issue or the subject, what's it cost to store and secure Bitcoin in these sort of quantities? Because I go back to the fact that the company, the Smarter Web company, is not primarily a vehicle for Bitcoin. It's turned into that because of the sheer size of the holdings. But there is a cost, isn't there, of storage and securing it?
So we use institutional grade custodians. That's obviously a function, a space that has evolved a lot over the last 17 years of Bitcoin. And the last decade in particular has become exceptionally professional and pure. And so there are big names out there that we use, like Coinbase and Fidelity, to custody our Bitcoin assets. And the cost for that is actually, vanishingly small, because the scale of these businesses allows for that. The variable cost of securing Bitcoin once you've already gone through the process of setting up your system is very small. So variable costs are tiny. So it's just a few bips really to custody Bitcoin.
Just going back to the last set of numbers that we saw released in the company, these were interims back in July. I saw then there was 1,825 Bitcoin. You're talking now about 2,200 Bitcoin, aren't you?
2,664 now.
2664. Do you know what the approximate value is? Because at that interim report, it was 160 million sterling on equivalent to the dollar cost of Bitcoin.
Yes.
What is it? What's its value now?
Well, our Bitcoin treasury as of right now is worth 211 million pounds.
Wow. That is startling when you look at the capitalization of the company and the fact that the interims, the business declared an operating turnover of just 176,000 with a net profit before tax of 93,000. I'm tempted to ask before I get into anything else about how the current period is progressing in terms of the second half of the year. What's your appraisal of that?
The web design business is moving along nicely. There were obviously one-time costs that arose as part of the IPO process that are now in the rearview mirror. And that means we're back to a profitable run rate operation. Smarter Web has been profitable every year for the last 15 years. And the one-time IPO costs created a challenge for that in the short term. But now we're back to that very high margin operating business. In 2024, for example, in 2024, we saw 94% gross margins because of the nature of the business is very high margin. And we have seen, a slight uptick of inbound interest from new customers. I think as a result of our greater visibility and profile, because of the Bitcoin treasury strategy, which is a nice synergy and boost to the operating business.
I know we'll be speaking to Andrew Webley, a chief executive at the Aqua Showcase event towards the end of November. It'd be interesting to get his view on the company and what's happening there. I'm sure he'll go into more detail. But back to your strength in the business, what are your aims now in terms of the company's treasury, the Bitcoin treasury? I ask this in the context of the current pricing. Do you see an opportunity at some point possibly to trade Bitcoin? Not that the Smarter Web company wants to get into trading, but you can see, can't you, when you hold something like Bitcoin, it's a bit like gold, really. You don't actually get any benefit from holding it. There's an opportunity if you get a lot of clients, I know, using Bitcoin to buy your services. That's a different matter. But from what you say, there isn't that much of a take-up at the moment. Is there in your mind, with your experience, your background, the fact you're steeped in this technology, do you think there's an opportunity to buy and sell and make more of a benefit from holding it?
It's a great question. I think the big opportunity is for us to accumulate more and more Bitcoin and to do so in a way that benefits shareholders by increasing Bitcoin per share over time. That's really the value proposition of a Bitcoin treasury company, is the prospect of compound growth of Bitcoin ownership by using capital market tools to fundraise and purchase more Bitcoin in accretive ways to shareholders. And that's our view, is that the benefit, the utility that Bitcoin provides is as a savings vehicle. It's as a store of value asset that appreciates in value over time. We believe it'll continue to grow at a 30% CAGR over the next decade or two. And that's the value that Bitcoin as a treasury asset provides to corporations and also to individuals who choose to use it as part of their savings strategy. And so that's our goal, is to stockpile as much Bitcoin as we can, and with the belief that it will continue to appreciate in value at 30% a year.
Look, it's a fascinating subject. I'm looking forward to catching up with the chief executive at the showcase event. But Jesse, in the meantime, thanks indeed for your time.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it, Jeremy.
So if you'd like more information and receive an invitation to attend the Aquis Showcase event 2025 to hear from and be able to speak to Smarter Web amongst other companies speaking on the day, please type in Aquis Showcase 2025 into your web browser and click on the relevant entry.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the UK Investor Magazine podcast. Please do share the podcast, and we really value any reviews and comments you leave us in your chosen podcast player. The views presented by the hosts and guests of the UK Investor Magazine podcast are in no way investment advice, and please remember all investment involves risk.